This is US 2012 live from the Bournemouth University News Lab in partnership with Hope FM.
Welcome to US 2012, live from Bournemouth University's News Lab and Bournemouth's very own Hope FM, bringing you the latest in live commentary, analysis and discussion of this year's American election. Linking up throughout the night with the University of Massachusetts, we'll be bringing you exclusive interviews and up-to-date news and results as they happen. Join us, Helen Rudd and Tom Bale, your hosts for the next 3 hours. And now to start the programme, here's Tom with the latest headlines.
Barack Obama and Mitt Romney have been addressing their supporters in New Hampshire today, a prominent swing state.
I haven't finished all the work that we set out to do back in 2008, but I have fought for you every single day that I've held this office. And with your help, I've kept the commitments that I've made.
Do you want 4 more years like the last 4 years? Do you want real change? Now, President Obama promised change, but he couldn't deliver it. I not only promised change, I have a record of achieving it.
In trade, the world's leading prediction market gives Obama a 70.8% chance of being re-elected. Reports have emerged about a break-in at the Democratic campaign headquarters in Washington last night. Seattle police are said to be at the scene but have not yet released a statement regarding the incident. With just hours to go until voting booths close, Mitt Romney has been out campaigning to the last minute. The Republican has been rallying to 300 Americans in Pittsburgh today, whilst his rival Barack Obama has been playing basketball in Chicago. The Democratic leader has been playing the sport as part of his Election Day ritual. The right-wing vote monitor group, True the Vote, have been barred from voting stations in Columbus, Ohio. The citizen-led organisation who aimed to restore integrity to the American system of electing its leaders may face investigation for fraud. It has been found that some of the applications requesting observer status at the polling stations appear to have supporting names that were falsified or forged. The group have come under heavy scrutiny lately. ABC News reported recently that the group was focusing its energies largely on minority voters who had been taken to court to prove the validity of their registration. True the Vote president, Catherine Engelbrecht, has denied the charges made.
Thanks, Tom. That's all for now. We'll be back at 9:30.